I'm speaking via Skype with Ross Carr, who is one of the co-artistic directors of ICE. That's the International Contemporary Ensemble. They are performing several sets at this year's Big Ears Festival. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for taking time to talk with me.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much.
Well, to begin with, when and how did ICE form?
The ensemble formed as a group of undergraduate colleagues at the Oberlin Conservatory, which is in North Central Ohio. It's a part of Oberlin College. And they formed in around 2000, 2001, and officially incorporated as a group in late 2001. So we've been together ever since. I wasn't a part of that initial group, but joined in 2011. And the group is about 35 artists strong with a small staff. And a lot of the artists also have staff roles as a hybrid artist-staff configuration that we've set up here.
Okay, so you're made up of a group of rotating musicians. Is that how that works?
It's a little bit like a collective. So There's 35 musicians that form a full sinfonietta, which is how we describe it, basically representing every instrument of the orchestra, but without the 85-person full orchestral force. It's just 35. So most of the time, though, we're playing in smaller subsets of chamber groups, trios, quartets, quintets, and sometimes conducted ensembles of 12 to 25. It's really modular and scalable to the needs of the composer, to the space, to the presenter needs, and we'll be exercising that modularity in all manners at Big Ears Festival in Knoxville this March.
Do you have a conductor or are you artist-led?
The musicians, instrumentalists, and vocalists of the group lead the ensemble, but we use a conductor. We collaborate with conductors all the time, especially Stephen Schick and David Falmer and Karina Kanalakis, many, many conductors that we love to work with. And it just depends on the music. Most of the time we try to play unconducted chamber music, and then occasionally we play with the conductors.
Are you currently in residence anywhere?
We have temporary residencies in several places. We have pedagogical residencies with the University of Michigan, which we're headed to next week. We're the ensemble in residence of the Nokia Bell Labs Experiments in Art and Technology. And Bell Labs, the historic institution that created all manners of tech in the early 20th century, has revitalized their Experiments in Art and Technology program, which was really quite active in the late 60s with John Cage, Robert Rauschenberg, and friends. And so now it's back on, and we're happy to be a resource to their arts and technology initiative, and we're happy to work with them to explore new technology and processes. And in fact, that's one of the things that we did for this concert at Big Ears, to research the recording of the album of Anna Thorvald that year. We worked with Bell Labs to find exactly the right miking techniques and positioning of musicians, and super fascinating. So that's one of our residencies that has an impact, a big impact on our Big Ears performance.
Well, let's talk about the music that you'll be performing at Big Ears. You are featuring music by four contemporary female composers, Ashley Fury, Anna Thorvaldsdottir, Carla Kilstedt, and Oak Ridge native Ellen Reed. Did you decide on these composers, or were they chosen for you?
We decided on them in conversation with Ashley Kapp, who is the director of Big Ears and AC Entertainment, and he's a huge fan of all those composers. So in the case of Carla Kilstedt, for example, they were talking about her music, and she recommended this piece with the International Contemporary Ensemble that we developed with her back in 2012 and 13. And in the case of Ellen Reed, that's a collaboration we've been building for about a year and a half. And as she's a native of the region, we were super elated that we could play a piece of hers last year at the 2018 Big Ears Festival, and also this year, a duet for cello and percussion on our Sunday program at the Knoxville Museum of Art. In the case of Anna Thorvaldsdottir, Ashley Kapps is a huge fan of her music, as are we, and we've been collaborating with her since 2007, so we just bring her music everywhere we possibly can. And with Ashley Fury's music, it was sort of the perfect Big Ears coincidence of all of these amazing artists being in the space anyway. Nate Woolley, Brandon Lopez, International Contemporary Ensemble with Rebecca Heller on bassoon, all happened to be in the same festival. So we said, well, let's play that trio that you all premiered at the New York Philharmonic in September. And that's one of the main things that happens at Big Ears, is that a lot of these collaborations are the sort of divine coincidence of great artists meeting in one place Ashley Capps is a really special matchmaker in that way.
Matchmaker, that's a great way to put it. I love that. So could you talk a little bit more about each of the pieces that you're going to be performing by these composers?
On Friday night, we'll be in a church performing several selections from a new album that we just released of Anna Thorvaldsdottir's music. And we spent several days in the recording studio with the Nokia Bell Labs research putting together this really beautiful album called Aqua, which is short for one of the pieces on her program, Equilibria. And Equilibria is a piece for 12 musicians and conductor, piano, flute, clarinet, bassoon, brass, strings. And that will be the keystone of a program with four other chamber pieces for strings, for electric guitar, percussion, stuff like that. It'll create a seamless program about 50 minutes long in a church. And we'll try and create an intimate setting with all the musicians sitting in a circle facing toward the piano and like a kind of a seance or ritual, we hope. And so that'll be the late evening of Friday. On Saturday, we'll perform this song cycle by Carla Kjellstedt, which is called At Night We Walk in Circles and Are Consumed by Fire.
I know this house. This house knows me and holds what I forget. I forget.
And Carla wrote that based on the dreams of ensemble musicians. She asked us all, send me your craziest dream, and then I'll make that into the lyrics or the concept for a song. And so, yeah, she crafted these songs from our deepest, darkest, weirdest dreams.
Wow.
So the lyrics sort of have that sense. Uh-huh. That's also about a 45-minute song cycle that she wrote that we're hoping to record into an album in the next couple months, actually. And then on Sunday in the Museum of Art, it's more like an installation where we'll have several little pods of chamber music, a piece for harp and percussion by Anna Thorvaldsdottir called Tactility, which is a looping installation that the audience can get up close and personal with, the acoustic performers on percussion and harp, followed by Ellen Reed's cello and percussion duet called Ground to Steel Dust, and then a percussion solo for subwoofer speaker cones that vibrate at a subsonic frequency by Ashley Fury called Shiver Lung 2. And then finally, Ashley's Library on Lightning, which is for Nate Woolley on trumpet, Brandon Lopez on bass, and Rebecca Heller, the co-artistic director of ICE, on bassoon. This should be a great resonant space for all of these sound exploration pieces on that Knoxville Museum of Art show.
Yes, I can concur with that. It is very resonant.
Awesome.
This next one is kind of a big topic, but here goes. A lot of people are hesitant to listen to contemporary music. It may sound dissonant or unfamiliar, or maybe they just don't like it for whatever reason. How do you respond to that opinion? And what are some things that we can do as musicians to make contemporary music more approachable?
That's a good question. And it's a question we ask all the time in different manifestations about how to engage audiences so that contemporary music and its scene, its kind of tight, close-knit scene, doesn't become an alienating force, not only sonically, but also socially. And I think that the answer to that is, on the one hand, it's kind of like fine coffee or fine wine, that it's hard to know when you're first tasting it whether it's good or not. You develop a taste for it. And that's a kind of refinement part of gaining a fluency with the language of contemporary music. And I'm sort of on board with that idea and that analogy. And I think that that's certainly for me how I learned to appreciate contemporary music, was just having more and more familiarity and exposure and building my own language for how to think about it in my head or talk about it with my colleagues. But I also think that we think of music as being a place for familiarity and joy and relaxation and comfort and dance. And I like about contemporary music, and that I think that the thing that can be appreciated by all, is that it's a sense of discovery and adventure. And I think contemporary music has the best shot at cultivating new experiences for people. I think people are hungry for new experiences. And if they think of contemporary music not as an extension of the kind of traditions of etiquette and the stodgy sort of stuffy parts of classical music, but something that they can experience for the first time, every time they come to a contemporary music concert, it's going to be something new. And in that way, it's like going to the cinema. We don't, for example, go to the movie theater necessarily to see movies that came out 20 years ago. That's sometimes done, but that's not the common practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish we could just think of music like that too, especially the lineage of classical music that, yeah, we want to listen to stuff from the 18th and 19th centuries as well. That's nice. But that shouldn't be the only thing. And when we go to these glorious acoustics in churches and concert halls, what can we do to make a new experience that is the same as the enthusiasm that people have around the newest Coen Brothers movie or an experimental film or, let's say, a new animated film from Japan or something? Like that kind of enthusiasm around those scenes and the excitement about new and newness is something I hope we can cultivate for contemporary music as we build new audiences and engage new people. And I think Big Ears cultivates that spirit in the best possible way. And Ashley has zero hesitations. He's really brave about programming the most new and experimental things because the audience is hungry to see something, experience something new. Mm-hmm. And if they don't like it, that's not necessarily the end of their experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an opportunity for them to continue to cultivate and refine their own taste, which is then back in the analogy of the wine and chocolate and coffee and film category of things, mm-hmm. where you know, you start to develop something, you know that what you like because you've tried things that you didn't like.
Absolutely. Well, Ross, it's been a delight to chat with you today. Thanks for talking to me about your ensemble Ice and contemporary music.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Melanie.
Ross Carr, co-artistic director of the International Contemporary Ensemble, who has more than 30 albums to their name. They are performing four times at the Big Ears Festival, music of four contemporary female composers, Anna Thorvaldsdottir, Carla Kilstedt, Ashley Fury, and Oak Ridge native Ellen Reed. More information about ICE, as well as a detailed lineup for the festival, is online at bigearsfestival.com.